Listener Production.
Hello, Stephen Zoyce here with your Riverina News Briefing. There's another reminder to protect yourself from Murray Valley encephalitis. New South Wales Health says detections are increasing across our patch, with the virus also found in chickens used for surveillance. It means virus levels amongst the Mozzie populations are quite high. Dr. Priscilla Stanley says while severe infection is rare, there are some signs to look out for.
It can cause a severe neurological illness. So often the signs and symptoms of that severe infection can start with a headache, neck stiffness, sensitivity to light, confusion, seizures and loss of consciousness.
There is no vaccine for the virus, so the best way to protect yourself is to avoid bites. Public school students around the state haven't been receiving as much government funding compared to private and Catholic classrooms. A new Productivity Commission report shows federal and state money in non-government schools has grown by over 27% in the last 10 years, while public school funding increased by nearly 24% over the same time. A new ad campaign is launching across the East Coast, looking to bring more tourists into regional New South Wales. It'll kickstart next month online and on TV. Lyndall Gray from the Caravan and Camping Industry Association says it'll aim to attract people from Queensland, Canberra and Sydney to our patch.
It's a great new emotive campaign that talks about the caravan and camping experiences you can have only in New South Wales.
We've got an update on work to fix water supplies in West Wyalong. A $14 million project got underway in October last year to improve water pressure. Goldenfields Water says it's on track to wrap up in September this year. Updating sport now, in the Riverina Bulls will be looking to bounce back from a disappointing start in both the Laurie Daly and Andrew Johns Cup competitions. Our under-18s copped a hiding at the hands of Illawarra South Coast on Saturday, going down 52-6. The news wasn't much better for the under-16s, who also lost 34-6.